Community Day, your country now, 100.5 WKXA, Rex Howard. WTOO 11 weather, partly sunny, and looks like a high around 79, maybe a little rain later this afternoon into the evening. WTOO 11 weather is coming up. Time for the good stuff, thanks to TJD Industrial Services. And Cody Conaway joining us, Ken Rood here at DNC. And I don't think I've seen it this busy. I mean, we've been here a couple years, and this is the busiest time I've ever seen. You got guys coming in to have repairs. You had a guy coming in with a crane.
Yep.
So where's he from?
Covington, Ohio.
I came up here to get a repair.
Jeez.
He pulled in like 7, I think.
Yeah, 7 a.m. So they're hard at work early, and just had a couple of night shift guys leave. And
yeah.
Snap-on trucks here. There's all kinds of activity.
I think it's you, Rex. I think you bring it.
I draw them in here.
Yeah, I think so.
Very good. So how many employees are you up to?
I'm sitting right about 80.
80?
Right about 80,
okay.
Which is about what we had right at the end of last year. But
yeah,
last year when you guys were out here, I think we probably only had 65.
I think you're right, yeah.
But, yeah.
And not as many buildings.
No. Added a couple engineers and a couple other staff in the back. So
well, 5 engineers here. By the end of the month.
Yeah.
That is crazy to think about when we had one 2.5 years ago.
Yeah.
So
it's all about helping American industry, DNC Hydraulics.
All about American industry.
Yeah.
And then you have guys who show up late like this.
Hope he's not listening.
Hopefully he doesn't have 100.5 on, but he probably does. The boss just pulled up.
Oh, that guy.
Dave, it's really rewarding to see it come full circle, really, right? You know, from the steel mill work that we get to do to be able to work with clients like Ball Metal and Whirlpool, you know, to really see that product go full circle and be at the heart of it all.
You were telling me last year when I took a tour about U.S. Steel, I think you were just starting to get in there.
Yeah, so. three plants in Pennsylvania, Pittsburgh. We spent a lot of time over there, three mills in the Mon Valley area, just big customer with a lot of opportunities and a lot of old equipment, obviously.
Yeah.
Now over toward Chicago.
Yep.
Oh, wow.
We were in Indiana this week, Gary, Indiana, U.S. Steel up there, our partners at Cleveland Cliffs as well. And I think American Steel's back in a big way.
Right. In a real big way. And that's what's so cool is you know, homegrown, local, corn-fed people here in Austin, Ohio. We're taking it to the big cities, and we're shipping stuff all over the United States. But, you know, our trucks are going everywhere. I mean, our semi-truck is headed to Eastern Ohio today, pick up probably 30,000 pounds worth of cylinders, and then it's going to Chicago area next week sometime.
Yep, after the holiday week, yep.
That's because of the work we do inside these walls with local people.
Very good. That's the good stuff this morning.
Heck yeah.
We'll talk more later on. And, of course, the good stuff thanks to TJD Industrial Services. Community Day, DNC Hydraulics. Your country now, 100.5 WKXA. I think we can squeeze in maybe Jason Haldane.
Hi, this is Tim Durbin with TJD Industrial Services.